I don't think anybody asked for their money back on that one. It was hard fought. It was intense. It was a really good basketball game. I guess I'm a little prejudiced because we won, but I think I would have had the same feeling about our team had it not gone our way at the end. I thought we played really, really hard, thought we stayed connected, and I thought we just worked together to make things happen in a positive way. They're hard to guard. They're a good team. And I think Gerald probably hadn't been guarded like eBay guarded her in a long time. It was a tremendous effort, tremendous effort. I thought Tiffany stayed really composed, four fouls. So we didn't have any room for error, but our team just hung together and did what they needed to do to win. And bottom line, our team needed this. They didn't need it as much for a win against a ranked team as they needed it to believe in what we've been working toward. I wanted them to be rewarded because they've been really diligent in trying to do the things we've asked them to do. They have picked up their work ethic tremendously. So you want them to have some success and be rewarded for it because I think that'll be a motivator for us as we move down the line.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk a little bit more about the importance of this win? It's your first real signature win of the season.
Well, it really is. You know, we did not perform well against Tennessee or against Duke, and I told our team that this was an opportunity for us to see if we'd improved, if we'd learned anything from those games, and I felt like the score indicated we had. It was at one point I'm thinking, why are we playing Purdue today right in the middle of a conference schedule when we let that first win get away from us? But as it turned out, I think our team responded, and I think they were ready to play, and it was an opportunity for us to show that we can play at a high level and that we can beat people that are at the top of their game.
Just talk about going up against a player like that in your open, limiting her one field goal in the second half and just kind of staying on.
I don't know. I mean, we watched a lot of film on her, and I saw her getting a lot of open shots in practice. We pretty much focused on her not getting open, and so when I was chasing off screens, I just made sure I got her space and didn't give her any room, and it worked, so I just kept doing it.
But she had, I mean, even if... I mean, she has a really quick release, but even if you're on her, she can usually make a lot of shots, you know, guarded, just, you know, doing what she did against her.
Well, and I was pretty much denying her, and so she wasn't really getting many touches. So when she was, I think that was probably the back of her mind. So I just tried to keep denying her and not get her to not touch the ball as much as possible.
I think she tried to have them wear the same jersey most of the night.
Was last game a motivating factor at all, considering you fouled out and you watched the guard kind of go off and take over the game? Talk about like, your response to that game in practice and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't do much for my team except for cheer when I'm on the bench. So I didn't want to get in foul trouble, and then, you know, I wanted to still be aggressive, but I needed to be smart, too. And I was getting kind of starting to reach a little bit at the end, and there was no need for that. So I just had to, you know, stay disciplined and play, you know, as good defense as I could, but still stay aggressive.
Coach, can you talk about Carla's play a little bit? This was by far her most, her best all-around game
right.
of the season.
Carla got a little frustrated early. When she got into the game, some bad things happened. Some were she was involved in, some weren't, and I felt that she was getting a little bit frustrated. So I told her that I believed in her. I told her that we had to have her, and I think as any competitor does, when things have gone bad, you really reach down and find a way to bounce back from that, and she was really, really solid. I looked at the line, and I see that she scored 14 and 8 boards, so she ties Tiffany for rebounds. Those kinds of efforts we need. I think that was what I was most pleased with, how we really hustled on the boards. We didn't control all of them, but we kept it alive, and our teammates jumped on it. So that was something that we had not done very well, and I thought that was a difference. It ended up being close, but I think we had an advantage at half rebounding-wise, and I think we'd sort of set the tone and made ourselves believe that we could get our share of rebounds.
Did you teach Carla
Carla how to rebound?
Carla's so quick. I think, you know, she kind of gets in there and spill a couple before you even know it.
Tiffany, can you talk about what a win like this can do for you guys if you get back to college?
I think it's huge, knowing that every night we're going to have to go in and battle and fight and scratch and whatever just to get a win in conference and just to see a different team and just to see where we are nationally and then to know that, you know, there's a lot of teams in our conference that are in the top 10, are in the top 15. And just to get that win, I think it's a real confidence booster.
Carla, what about you? Having been here a few years, it's been a couple of years since y'all had kind of a big win like this on your home court, and you were maybe a 5 or 16. I mean, you were here for that. Just talk about what it's like for you kind of having that experience again, and maybe, you know, it feels like something, it could be kind of a moment or a building point for this team.
I think so. I think everyone's at a really good spot right now. I think we all knew how good we could be. It's just a matter of us putting a whole game together. You know, we may have like 5 or 10 minutes where it's like, oh my God, we are really good. And then the next 5 minutes it's like, oh my God, you know. So it's just us putting everything together.
Coach, how is Erica?
Well, like, obviously we don't know. I'm concerned. It didn't look good, but we won't know anything until we have an opportunity to have a follow-up. Disappointing for her, disappointing for our team. But, you know, this team's been through a lot in terms of injuries and missing pieces, so we have to move forward. It's what happens when you take risk. When you take risk in anything that you do, there's always a chance that there'll be an injury or that something bad may happen. But competitors get out there and they take risks day after day, and most of the time nothing bad happens. But obviously we're concerned. Everything else that was happening was cramps. So I think all of that is typical of a team playing really hard, and Erica's the concern.
But you really shortened up your bench. I see only 6 people scored and only 7 got double-digit minutes. Was that because we need this win, we need to stick with our...
Well, we do. I felt like our team had really good chemistry. They were connected, and it wasn't a type of game where I felt like we could play a lot of people and wait to see what happened. I needed, and that's what determines the rotation for me. I don't like surprises. I want to know what I'm going to get when I send someone off the bench. So it's so tied to practice. Sometimes players have a hard time understanding that, but pretty much I know who's going to play based on what I see in the practice environment.
Coach, we are pretty good on turnovers. Would you say a few words about that?
Well, I think when down crunch time, we really took care of the basketball. I think we had only 5 in the second half. One of those was unfortunate there at the end, but in E-Base's defense, the ball is in a bad spot. When it's that low on the sideline, it's really hard to have a whole lot of opportunities. So take that one away, and I thought our ball handling was really, really good, especially against a team that was extending the defense, getting out and trying to press a little bit.
There was not this one play in the game that can define anything, but there was a point in the second half when you were pressuring Gerald in the perimeter and kind of force the ball out of her hands. Carlos keeps up, goes and gets the layup and converts it at the end one. And just a play like that is kind of what you've been talking about this season, about the Texans and using defenses often. Just talk about that kind of being maybe a, you know, not a mentally a turning point in the game, but just something that kind of was the definition of what you can do.
Plays like that really bring energy to our defensive end. And like, you know, there were only, like, I think 8 seconds left, and I knew she was going to shoot it, so I was like, got to stay as straight as possible. Carl was just saw an opportunity to come in and steal the ball, and, I mean, that's momentum for our offense defensively, so I'll take it.
I thought that really was the turning point in the game. I thought that was a key moment for our team to really create something there.
Brittany, talk about what was going through your head those final 13 seconds. I mean, Gerald didn't even touch the ball. Come close to getting it. What's going through your head heading into that?
Well, in the timeout, coach said switch everything, and I knew she was going to get it, so I came up the staggered, and I was like, someone's got to switch, someone's got to switch, and I saw Edub at the top, and I go, switch, switch, switch. She got it, and she just I mean, she was on there. I had Lawless. You had, or Tiffany had Wisdom. So, I mean, if anybody else shoots the ball besides her, then that's good. So.
Anything else, folks? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.